sister, the story of Ruth Wayne and her problems as a woman, as well as a nurse, a wife, and a mother. Today's episode in just a moment after this message from our sponsor. Evening in New York, with the sun just starting to set and gilding the leaves of the trees in Washington Square Park. Diane left John Wayne's apartment about a half hour ago, and left John with a good deal to think about. The supper which he prepared, and which they didn't touch, is still on the table. And John is sitting there and staring at it when...
Come in.
Oh, Dr. Wayne.
Hmm? Oh, hello, Davis. How are you?
Okay, thanks. Hey, am I busting in on something?
Why, no. What makes you ask?
Well, the table is set for two people. If you're expecting someone for dinner or something.
Oh, that's nothing. Just a good idea that didn't work out.
Oh, what do you mean, Doc?
One of Diane's ideas, not mine. Say, you gave her an extra key to the apartment here, didn't you?
Yeah, I guess I did.
Hmm. When I came home, she was here. She'd let herself in and had supper fixed for both of us. Somehow, we never got around to eating it.
Oh, yeah, I see. Well, at least... Look, I'm awful sorry, Dr. Wayne. Honest.
About what?
Well, about... Well, I gather you weren't too happy about my giving her the key.
Oh.
Well, look, I just couldn't help myself.
Well, why not?
Well, because... Well, that's one of the things I wanted to come down here and talk to you about.
Oh?
I don't know what's wrong with me. Can't eat, can't sleep. Nothing means anything to me anymore. Absolutely nothing. I find myself doing things that... Well, I know I shouldn't do.
Hmm.
Oh, look, who's kidding who? I do know what's wrong, and so do you.
Do I?
Sure. I'm in love with her. So crazy, mad, in love that I'd even do something I knew you'd hate. Even when I knew she doesn't give a hoot about me. Now, is that a laugh? I ask you, is that a laugh?
No, no. It doesn't make me feel very much like laughing, Fred. Just the opposite.
You're not in love with her, Doc. Honest?
No, Fred. Honest. And shall I tell you why she's in love with me? Because we're both sick people, out of step with the rest of the world, with everything and everyone but each other. But you're not sick, Fred. And if by some tragic misfortune you ever did get tied up with Diane, well, it would be at the end of you. As far as you're concerned, she'd just be pure poison.
You know, I suppose I could get mad at you, feeling the way I do. But I'm not. As a matter of fact, I may even think you're right. And still, even if I knew you were right, and I thought I had just a chance with her, you know, I wouldn't hesitate for a minute.
Do you mind if I do laugh a little now, Fred? Oh, not at you, but at... Oh, I don't know, 100 other things.
Well, like what?
Like myself, Diane, the way things are. I guess I really should be playing the Dutch uncle and telling you what a fool you are, that you've just got to forget her. But instead, I can only keep thinking that this... The whole thing is so ironic that it's really beautiful. You in love with Diane when she doesn't love you. Diane in love with me when I don't love her. And I?
Yeah?
Well, we leave that one just the way it is. Come on, Fred. Let's go make believe that this is a man's world and that we like it that way.
The story of Big Sister will continue after this message from our sponsor. Let's go to Glen Falls, to Nettie and Hope's apartment. Nettie, freshly shaved, is waiting a little moodily in the living room when Hope calls to him.
Nettie?
What, Hope?
You want to see something?
Sure, what?
Come on in here, into the bedroom.
Okay. What? Oh, that dress.
I just got it today at Stanton's. It's an original model from New York. Do you like it?
I like it. It's the greatest. The color... And the way it fits.
It didn't have to be altered one single bit. It was a little more than I thought I ought to spend.
Well, it's just terrific. I hope, honest, I've never seen you in anything like
it. Well, I never could afford anything like it. I always knew I could wear clothes if I had them.
Come here, Hope.
What for?
Just so that I can...
No, Nettie, don't. It took me half an hour to fix my hair and get me all muffed.
Oh, Hope.
Please, Nettie. Besides, we've got to be leaving soon. You really do like this dress, huh?
Can't you tell?
Oh, I'm glad. Then just see that you remember it later when we get to Frank's.
Remember it? What do you mean?
Well, we are going to a party. It's the first one we've been to, and I don't know when. So don't get all sour and moody like you were starting to get at dinner. And just remember that if it wasn't for Frank, I wouldn't be able to get a dress like this.
Frank? What's he got to do with it? Did he buy it for you or something?
Oh, don't be silly, Nettie. Of course not. But if he hadn't helped us out the way he did, we never would have been able to get the garage. And we wouldn't have been able to afford the dress.
So now I have to thank him for your clothes. What did he do that was so much? Give you the money for that dress?
No, of course not. You know where the money came from. My uncle...
Are you sure?
What do you mean, am I sure? Are you calling me a liar, Nettie?
No, not a liar.
Well, you better stop it right now. I do not like the way you're talking to me.
Oh, you don't? Well, there's a lot of things I don't like. And one of them's Frank Wayne. I never did like him. I don't now. And I'm darned if I see why I should go to his party.
Nettie!
It's true. I didn't want to go in the first place. I didn't see why we should. Now, I'm darned if I will go.
Okay, don't. Then I'll go alone. Jealous little dope. I ought to... No. No, I know what I'll do.
Ruth.
Hello, Nettie.
Well, what are you doing here?
Well, Hope just phoned me. She said that something had happened.
Hope?
Yes. It was awful nice of you to come over, Ruth.
Well, not at all. What is it? What's happened?
Well, it may not seem like a lot to you, Ruth, and I know it doesn't to Nettie, but we had a fight, and now he says he won't go to Frank's tonight.
You mean you made Ruth come all the way over here for that?
Well, yes, I did, and I'm not ashamed of it. After all, who else did I have to turn to? I haven't got any family of my own, not anymore, and, well, I think it's terribly important, don't you, Ruth?
I don't know, Hope. Why?
Well, because... Well, I know how you feel about Frank, both of you. But I say you're wrong. I say that he's changed, that he's really trying to be nice and help people. And what happens? The very first time he does try to do anything nice, like the business with the garage, his very own relatives slap him in the face and say they won't go to the party he's giving for them. Now, do you think that's right, Ruth? Do you?
No, Hope. When you put it that way, I don't think it is right.
Well, Nettie?
Are you going to the party, Ruth? You were asked, weren't you?
Yes, Nettie, I was. Well, frankly, I hadn't planned to go,
well,
but
then, if you don't, why should I? Well, you're family, too, even closer to him than I am.
Yes, but if I go, Nettie, will you?
Well, I don't know, Ruth. I guess so.
Well, then, I will go.
Oh, Ruth, you're swell. I mean it. I know we had lots of fights in the past, but somehow... Oh, gee, I bet that's Frank now, wanting to know where we are.
Well, I'll get it.
Really is awful big of you, Ruth. I know Frank will be even more pleased that you're coming than Nettie. Thinks the world of you. He always has.
I don't know why he should. But, well, I'm ready to admit I was wrong. And I'd be very happy to admit it in this case. The only thing is, I...
Was that Frank, Nettie?
Oh, no. No, it was old Parker down at the gas station.
Parker?
Yeah, something went wrong with the air compressor. He wanted to know if I could come down and look at it.
But you're not working for him anymore.
Well, I know, but he was awful nice to me, and it'll only take a minute. You two go on over to Frank's, and I'll meet you there.
Oh, Nettie, that means you'll have to come there all dirty and greasy and... Oh, all right.
I won't be long, honest. Apologize to Frank for me, will you?
We will, Nettie.
Okay, Nettie, but hurry!
Hope, just what started this whole thing?
I don't know, Ruth. Seems every time I mention Frank's name, Nettie just about blows his top.
Well, it is a little hard to accept favors from someone you don't like very much. And besides, there were a few things Nettie wasn't too clear on. Things that were bothering him.
Like what?
Why you never talked about the uncle that left you the money. Exactly how much he did leave you. And where you got the rest of the money from.
For heaven's sake, Ruthie, you're going to start that now. Questions, questions, questions. I never saw a family for wanting to know everything about everything. It's enough to drive a girl nuts. Sometimes I'm sorry I got married.
Suppose we drop the whole thing, Hope. It's not really important. And perhaps we'd better start over to Frank's.
It is only with great effort that Big Sister keeps her voice level. Again, Hope has refused to answer a series of questions which Ruth feels are important. But she feels that Hope's sudden outburst was deliberate, that having gotten her way, there's nothing her sister-in-law would like better than to provoke a quarrel. And now, a message from our sponsor. Join us tomorrow on Big Sister. Lee Stevens speaking. Big Sister is a production of Nana Radio.